You see, I have this notion that every episode of the Chilpack Hollywood Hour would officially launch with the Obenkirchen Children's Choir and the Happy Wanderer. I can see Dean Haglund with Lederhosen launching the whole thing. I would see there'd be no problems with respect to microphone technique. It would all be there. Bish, bash, bosh. It's what you need, isn't it, Phil Leonis?
Probably not.
Though
I like the Lederhosen idea, because as you know from The Truth Is Out There, he only wears unusual leggings. Mm. So, this week's Chilpack Hollywood Hour, did you hear this? He's been drinking a little bit of wine before the
Are you
show.
Becoming one of the Illuminati, Phil, or is that just a case of you're leaving that for Doctor Strange, Reed Richards, and other main characters in the Marvel Universe?
I don't know, but I got a very nervous sort of moment when I looked at how this week's show is rapidly becoming, in only 2 days, our most listened to show ever. And in the first few hours, more people had listened to it than listened to almost every week's show prior, in a few hours. And all I can think is that the word is out among certain Illuminati members. And so maybe I shouldn't have been quite so glib.
You know what these universe science aspects are like. We move into all sorts of ways. I suspect, because you've been prepping for something we can't talk about, you'll actually have missed most of the show this evening, so I mean, I can refer to...
Why do you think we can't talk about it? Oh, my goodness. If this week's show talking about the Illuminati didn't explain anything to you, clearly I'll talk about anything.
Whoa.
And I'm banking on my newfound invitation to join the Illuminati to help me win my court case today. You know, Dean Haglund and I on Chilpack Hollywood Hour often do a section called the Lawsuit of the Week.
Yes.
Because in Hollywood, people love to get litigious. We never imagined that we might one day be our own Lawsuit of the Week. But indeed, we are defending ourselves in court this afternoon, seeking substantial justice, a settlement that will be substantially...
Let's just hold it there, Phil, because I don't want to prejudice any way, shape, or form anything that might sort of cross over this, because we do have a sort of situation in Britain where this kind of thing, as Ed will attest to, having legaled the news this very day, it could open up a whole nightmare of scenarios. And we don't want to go down that line. We want to actually sort of succeed afterwards so we can work through all bits and pieces. Have you or have you not caught the early part of the show, or do you want us to summarise?
Well, you'd better summarise. Yes, absolutely. Is this the last show before the holiday?
No, next week is.
Thank you.
We've got another another 6 hours and 11 minutes of midweek drive for the series that is 2013 to go before we launch series, I think it's 27 actually, technically, or whatever, in various ways, maybe even longer than that. Depends on the show, really. But anyway, that will be January the 8th, I believe. Anyway, in the studio, Gabriella Peralta. From Gibraltar. Yeah, exactly. Gabrielle has yet to see a James Bond movie. I'm going to put that right.
No, I haven't. Yes, I gave a lot of surprise looks.
I did that. I did the whole piece of the opening to The Living Daylights. And didn't connect at all. You know, those Barbary apes, you know, Timothy Dalton leaping off the plane. Marvellous stuff.
Just James Bond. I'm not that into action films, but I feel like I should watch it because it's a classic.
That's because you're an action girl, Gabriella.
I'm full of action.
Gabriella, start with From Russia with Love, then. This was the second Bond film, and it's very romantic, and it's set on the Orient Express, and it's much more a suspense picture than an action picture.
Okay.
So that's where I would suggest one start. And it also has the distinction of being one of only a few of the, 25 Bond films now that could have actually happened.
22, Phil.
Oh my God! There's so many.
Are we counting Never Say Never Again?
24. If we look for that, and of course Casino Royale with David Niven.
Casino Royale does not count, but Never Say Never Again. Speaking of Lawsuit of the Week,
Don't go down the Kevin route, please. You'll confuse Nikki.
It's now an official. It's official canon now, because the same company now owns that one.
Yeah. And we can finally get Blofeld and Spectre back. We can have the white pussycat
there
being stroked. Exactly. It's genius.
There you go.
Yeah. Penny Evans is listening.
I was born to play. The role I was born to play, Blofeld.
Fuzz is already there, except he's not a white fuzzy cat. Penny Evans is listening right now. Good luck, she says. I don't think you actually need good luck for these phone links, Phil. You've been doing them for over a year and a half. So,
I think she means the court
appearance. No, please. You, she. Did you get the number one Christmas joke that we revealed earlier, Phil? The actual number one, the one that actually won 5,000 English pounds, or a little over, I think, 8,000, 8,000 to 9,000 US dollars for this particular piece of wonderment for Christmas humour?
No, but I hope that it's the person who's suing us that won it, because that's almost the exact amount they're seeking from us.
I will deliver it in ways that will... Well, actually, you know the answer, so I'll feed you with
am
this.
Am I thinking of the right joke?
I think we are feeding... Right, I will deliver the line to your good self, Gabriella. I know Nikki's keen to jump in, but just hold it back, all right? Just hold it back, because it's... What is the favourite food at Christmas for Miley Cyrus?
I remember this one. Twerky?
Twerky!
Twerky, yes.
Oh, my word.
My favourite of the jokes. So I see why it won.
Penny Evans' favourite joke as well. How the news team get a straight face when we let that, Ed? I don't know. What did he do? Slap them down or something? It's amazing. Still, yeah, twerky. The number one joke, according to the UK Girl Channel and Bruce Dessau, comedy specialist. Are you a bit miffed you missed that part of the show, Phil? Fortunately, you got the podcasts to tune into. So there we are.
That joke is certainly the gift that keeps on
giving. Exactly. We might have one or two more next week, but not tonight, for goodness sakes, because tonight, Phil, you will be with us in spirit, because whilst Ed Wellman looks to actually give up his spirit, he's a poorly soul, is Ed? I don't know.
But I'm still here.
He's the Tiny Tim of the team. We will be going off. I say we, insofar as Katie Grimerson has turned in. She walked into the studio and she walked out again. I don't know.
She's gone to get the cooker on.
Nice.
You know you're cooking, don't you?
That's fair enough. Very good. Well, she could do a good roast, I'm sure. Anyway, sort of thing. We have Gabriella Peralta. We have Nikki Wells. And Ian Mills is, of course, joining us because it's the official Ed Wellman organised Midweek Drivette and Midweek Drive end of year thing, isn't it?
Yes,
really?
And I'm hoping we'll be welcoming Holly Cox and
Holly?
Hannah Sylvester.
Hannah?
Sadly, the fabulous Steve Court can't join us.
Flood damage. Preparation.
It was nearly floor damage, but it is in fact flood damage.
Flood damage.
And Phil, you're not going to be with us, which is very sad.
Gene Bruce Scott or Angela Rippon?
Randy?
Brandy? No, Randy's
Michelle.
Not on the... Sorry?
Or Michelle.
No.
Why aren't I going to be with you? Why not?
Why not, Ed?
We'll work on it for next year. We need to find a kind of central
Lincoln
point.
Lincoln inspired. You know, that's
where
we're sort
of going. Where would be the
centre
point?
Sci-fi London.
Where is the centre point between
middle
Lincoln
of the Atlantic Ocean?
Los Angeles. Well, there we are then. We'll take a little cruise out.
Yeah. We'll come to you. That's the important side of this whole thing. Hey-ho. Gabriella, anything you want to sort of ask Phil other than those last two questions?
I really want to know about your Christmas plans. Oh, what are you doing for Christmas? Yeah. Tell us. Yeah.
You might have to wait until next week,
he's
of course.
He's very quiet today.
Yes.
Well,
I really don't know. I don't know at this point what Fuzz Aldrin and I will be will be doing. But I'm sure it involves, you know, certain awareness traditions, like baking fudge and writing our pen pals in Belgium and putting on bathrobes and wandering the streets and waving at passing cars.
There was an American student this very day, Angeline, who you may well hear in the programme in the not-too-distant future, actually. Angeline, she's delighted. She actually has a pen pal, genuine snail mail being used to write back and forth.
Much better.
Across the whole thing.
Yeah.
From Chicago. Wonderful. She's from Chicago as well, of course. Which number would you like to select, Phil, to ensure that the universe will actually help you appreciate Christmas just that little bit better? And, of course, our listener. Number between 2 and 26, please.
3.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the way it rolls.
The thing that most forget while dreamily looking off into the horizon for the ship of their dreams is that such ships never sail in, but are actually built beneath their very feet. Oh, we owe the universe.
Although technically it should be oh, we owe, as in the Volga boat song. not OEO, which sounds as though it's some sort of, you know, reject from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, who didn't quite make it, which would, of course, have been OEOEO. Sorry, Phil. Microphone's up now. I'm getting blank looks from Nikki Wells, and that's always a dangerous sort of time.
You've been hitting the eggnog.
Don't peak too soon. That's my sort of motto. Always just keep it. Less is more. That's the important thing. A little over 3.5 minutes to actually go. Nikki, any questions you'd like to put to Phil Leonis, the Leonis Master himself?
Yeah, we have a little contentious issue in the studio here. Please. Do you have a Christmas tree, Phil?
I do not. Yeah. I have a very large selection of Santas.
Right.
And we have a light-up three wise men that we consider our
How
tree.
Frightfully American.
That's lovely. So you do decorate. So you have some Christmas cheer in your house. So what would you advise our beloved Midweek Drive host who's refusing steadfastly to bring Christmas cheer to his own house?
I have a small crib there. You know, what do you want, tree? It's the spirit of Christmas.
He's frowning while he's saying it. What do you recommend?
He's a traditionalist. He's an Edwardian traditionalist, and you don't decorate until the day before.
Absolutely. And on a related issue, Phil, I know you can't say this too loudly, but what will you be buying fuzz for Christmas?
Whisper.
Will you be buying fuzz?
Oh, my word. Yeah. It's his cat, by the way.
I probably need to buy fuzz a new tent. Fuzz has a tent that is home base. Fuzz mm-hmm. has taught me the game of chase, and there is a home base where Fuzz will go and mock me, and I am not allowed to grab her. Right. But she's torn it to shreds, so she really does need a new home base.
Oh, very good.
Okay. Let's see good. If we can find you a Siren FM branded one.
Well, he's got the big Southside Broadcasting logo. All there, the big apple that's around. Oh, well, part apple, obviously a different company entirely with respect to that. So we thank Cameron Tilbury, Anna Lewis, Andrew David, Bruce Dessau, Harry Witchell, Kieran Lancini, Randy Ryan. Well, actually, Randy, we thank your answer phone. Michelle Monroe, Angela Rippon, Jean Bruce Scott, and, of course, Phil Leonis. The last two questions for Phil Leonis are what, Nikki?
Phil, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
The only way it would have been more interesting is if we could have timed it out where I could have been doing the show while testifying in the court trial. That would have been
We'll work on that in a parallel universe. And can we look forward to connecting with you again in the very near future if you don't...
Well, next week. Yeah. I've got to ring in the holidays with my friends at Siren FM.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Yeah, award-winning. Tomorrow morning, just past midnight, Los Angeles time, Richard Fitzwilliams talking about the latest Hobbit movie, The Desolation of Smaug. Ian Lennox will also be with us. David Scholler, show director. Nice. Yeah. Of Who Do You Think You Are? Live will also be joining us. Robert Barringer-Locke, actor, writer and radio producer. Peter Brophy, rabbit specialist from Tyneside. Why, breeding rabbits, fantastic man, as many people have actually said. Probably Gabriella Peralta for at least part of that show. Yes?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, who exactly. Knows? Yeah. Possibly Rachel Warren. Not Ed Wellman. He's off in another county. Probably not Katie Grimmison either, unless we can provide a morning roast. She is a morning girl.
She's giving me the thumbs up. Yeah. She's coming.
Yes, exactly. And Nikki Wells might be listening, or not, as the case may be.
It's my special breakfast show. How could I not?
Special breakfast show. Thank
you. Although, of course, we will be having stage nerves. On account of school plays.
Yeah, well, clearly, yes. What does your son say again?
I've forgotten now. I couldn't possibly repeat the line.
Really? No. I've forgotten now. I couldn't possibly repeat the line because what did your last slave die of? Sometimes.
Oh, well remembered.
I just wonder. News coming up from the Sky News Centre. Heaps of other good stuff on Siren 107.3 FM. Can we all say bye-bye?
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.